Scientists have described it as Twitter for seals. The equipment they've fitted to the animals collects oceanographic data from parts of the planet that were previously unreachable and feeds it to a satellite, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
For more than a decade, hundreds of seals have been tasked with a very important job. While they've been diving into the deep seas and navigating the Southern Ocean, they've also been gathering some important facts. Professor Rob Harcourt is a marine biologist with Macquarie University.
It's actually transformed our understanding of what's happening, not only in the Southern Ocean, but actually what's happening in the world's oceans as a whole.
The seals have been fitted with sophisticated sensors, and when they emerge from the ocean, information is fed to a satellite. Professor Harcourt says it's a bit like Twitter, but for seals.
As they're diving, they're collecting information on their environment. And when they come to the surface, they have an antenna on the head that flicks up just a compressed piece of information to satellites, which are then relayed back to us. And that gives us profiles of, well, the Southern Ocean in particular for us. And that's why it's like tweeting, because it's a lot of information that's been compressed, just like a tweet is only 140 characters. But the information is high-quality oceanographic information, and it's changing how we actually view the Southern Ocean and its role in the world's global conveyor belt system.
Australian researchers have been tagging some of the seals in the Southern Ocean, but now they'll have access to an international database which will include their observations and many more. That'll include information about water temperature and salinity. Dr. Clive McMahon is the operations manager with the Animals Tracking Program at Australia's Integrated Marine Observing System.
We're providing basic information on water temperature, how salty the water is, salinity, and we're providing that data through the depths that the seals dive to, and that could be up to 2,000 metres. And those data are really important in terms of defining how circulation patterns may form, especially in the Antarctic, and also how heat is taken up in the ocean. And the amount of heat that's in the ocean dictates things like, for example, evaporation rates or how the water expands if it's getting warmer and what that might mean for sort of coastal erosion or, you know, inundation with water from sea level rise.
So why are seals such good candidates to gather this information from the ocean?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is that the seals that we've been attaching instruments to are relatively reliable in that they will go back to similar regions in the ocean. And the other is that it's their natural environment in winter to be in the ice and around the ice. So they're able to collect information at times when normally we wouldn't be able to collect information and have that information transmitted almost in real time.
The data gathered by the seals has been providing scientists with insight into climate change, weather and more. Professor Mark Hindell is with the University of Tasmania's Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies.
The information about, in particular, the temperature of the ocean is really fundamental in understanding climate, because the heat that's held in the oceans is really what dictates global temperature. And if the oceans warm up, then, you know, the global temperatures change. And the temperature from the water down in the Southern Ocean is one of the most important parts of the world to get these data. But they're really hard to get because it's, especially in the winter when it's dark, it's cold, it's all covered in ice. So we can't get ships down there, but we've been using seals to collect that information for us.
That's Professor Mark Hindell from the University of Tasmania, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.